Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Digital Marketing in Plain English. This is a part of a series where I explain different marketing terms in the context of digital marketing. Whether you're showing up for a job interview or you just need it for your own work, it's useful to know these terms if you're going to leverage digital marketing in any way. Today we will talk about CTR, or more specifically click-through rate, and what does it mean in the context of digital marketing. So CTR basically means click-through rate. C is for click, T is for through, and R is for rate. So CTR means the average percentage of click your ads get as a percentage of the number of times your ad was seen. So let me explain with an example of Google search ads. These are the ads that you see in the Google search engine when somebody types a query in your Google search console. Let's say I'm running an ad for a real estate company that sells 3 BHK flats in New Delhi. So my ad shows up when somebody types 3 BHK flats and, you know, from anywhere in the world. And it's not only my ad that will show up, there will be a number of other competitor ads as well that will show up. So sometimes people will click on my ad, sometimes they will click on my competitor's ad, and sometimes they will not click on any ad and instead go and change the search query, right? So let's say my ad showed up a total of 1000 times when a number of people typed 3 BHK flats in the Google search query, right? The ad showed up about 1000 times, but only 80 times the people seeing that ad clicked it. So in this case, my CTR would be 8%. That means out of every 100 people who see my ad, 92 did not click. The CTR is basically the average number of people who clicked on the ad compared to the total number of times they saw the ad. Okay, so here's an analogy. You put an ad in a men's magazine, say of a new shaving cream that Gillette has launched. The ad has a WhatsApp number on it where you can send a message to request a sample sachet good enough for a single shave. The magazine has a circulation of say 100,000 copies. Assuming everyone who reads the magazine saw this ad, this ad resulted in about 1,000 requests for the sample. While technically not really a click, but the ad resulted in about 1,000 actions out of the 100,000 people who saw the ad. So it means it's about 1% of the people who saw the ad took some action. So a kind of a action rate in this case is 1%. In digital terms, this action is a click. Therefore, we call it a click-through rate. And the percentage of the people who take action from the set of people who saw the ads, this percentage is called CTR or click-through rate. So what should be the value of CTR, and what does a high CTR or a low CTR mean? A low CTR means a few things. One is, it can mean that your ad copy is not impressive and people are not finding value in it. Maybe you need to talk more about your USPs. Maybe the other ads have some discount mentioned, so people are clicking your other competitor ads and not your ads, even though they are seeing your ads. Right? Maybe your organization is not as well known. So for example, if I'm searching for a new LED TV and I see an ad from Amazon and some other new online e-commerce site, tvstation.com's ad also along with it, I will probably find Amazon to be more trustworthy and click on their ad instead, even though I saw the other ad, right? So the CTR for my particular ad for tvstation.com might be lower because of it being a relatively unknown brand. Another reason for a low CTR could be that you are targeting the wrong people. So let's say from the analogy above that we talked about, if you ran the men's shaving cream ad in a women's magazine instead of a men's magazine, you are obviously likely to get much less response compared to when it was run in a men's magazine, right? Another example of bad targeting could be, let's say with Google Ads, is say you are running an ad for 3 BHK flats and the ad copy talks about new luxury projects in Delhi. That means the 3 BHK flats are in Delhi and that's mentioned in the ad copy. But you forgot, or you did not properly choose your target geography where you want the ads to show up. Now these ads are also showing up to people searching for 3 BHK flats in Bangkok, right? While people in Bangkok, when they're using this term, they're also seeing the ad. obviously lesser number of people in Bangkok might be interested in a property in Delhi compared to when this ad would be shown in Delhi, and you know people living in Delhi would see the ad. So therefore your click-through rate, average click-through rate, would go down because of bad targeting of your ad. So you might be wondering, what is the average click-through rate? Is it 15%, is it 10%, is it 2%, is it 1.5%? Well, there really is no holy grail or the right percentage of click-through for, you know, every ad, every industry. It really varies greatly by industry and the ad network. So the network you are using determines this as well. So for example, by industry I mean that there are different benchmark CTRs or click-through rates for ads selling clothes, selling electronics, selling shoes, selling real estate, auto, and so on, right? So for example, you know, the click-through rate for clothing might be much higher than the click-through rate selling expensive real estate, right? And by ad network I mean the click-through rates are different for ads running, let's say Google search ads, for ads running on Google Display Network, the banner ads that you see on websites, the ads running on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and so on, right? So each network also has different industry standard benchmarks. And then there is a combination of these. That is, the clothing ads, let's say running on Facebook, may have a different industry standard of CTR compared to the clothing ads running on Google search ad network, or even the clothing ads running on Google's display network. So if you want to know what are the industry benchmarks, you know, these are published by some sites online. So just Google the term industry standard CTRs and you will come across some articles from, you know, websites like HubSpot and WordStream, where they have shown industry averages for CTRs. So I hope you know, CTR or click-through rate, what it is clear to you now, and how to interpret a low CTR. You know, what could be the problems in case if you are seeing a very low click-through rate. High CTR is always better. You know, a high CTR means that the ads that you are running, people are finding it interesting and taking action. So that's all for now, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now and have a nice day.